The first group of prisoners held by the U.S. military in Afghanistan are on their way to newly built holding facilities in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. Some 20 detainees were loaded onto planes earlier today, chained and hidden under hoods. Gunfire broke out as the transport plane took off. The future of the detainees once they arrive at the U.S. naval base in Guantanamo is unclear, but it will certainly include a great deal more interrogation. NPR's Emily Harris reports.
U.S. military officials consulted with outside security experts to help plan very secure transport for the detainees. They're considered extremely dangerous. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld says he told those managing the move to review various recent breaches of security, including the prison uprising at Mazar-e Sharif, where a CIA agent was killed.
They're fully aware that these are dangerous individuals. There are among these prisoners people who are perfectly willing to kill themselves and kill other people.
The U.S. holds over 370 prisoners captured during the past months of fighting in Afghanistan. About two dozen were in this first group to go to Guantanamo Bay. More are expected to follow soon, including possibly American John Walker, who was captured with al-Qaeda fighters in Mazar-e Sharif. Secretary Rumsfeld says he can't predict exactly what's in store for these detainees. He says it depends on who they are and what can be determined about their participation in terrorist acts. Most have already been through initial interrogation, but Rumsfeld says fresh intelligence could connect individuals to al-Qaeda.
You know that after you've gone through that first interrogation, it's best to wait a bit and see what other kinds of information comes up from other people, from computers, from various other types of intelligence gathering, including law enforcement actions all across the globe.
But even as shipments of prisoners to Guantanamo Bay begins, other Taliban and al-Qaeda leaders are eluding the U.S. military. Pentagon officials say they're still checking out reports that local leaders in Afghanistan this week let half a dozen former senior Taliban officials return to their homes and families after promising to stay out of politics. Some of those wanted by the U.S. may slip into neighboring nations, including Iran, a country with a border Secretary Rumsfeld calls porous. Today, President Bush said Iran had shown early positive signs of cooperating with the U.S.-led coalition against terrorism, but he explicitly warned Iran not to let al-Qaeda fighters take refuge there. During the Taliban's rule, Iran supported Afghanistan's opposition Northern Alliance, but analyst George Friedman of Stratfor.com says the future is more complicated.
There are many of those in Iran who, even though they didn't have very great love for Taliban for ethnic and ideological reasons, still don't want to be seen as lackeys of the United States. One faction, built around President Khatami, wants to move beyond the confrontation with the United States, I think. And they were the ones who seemed to have dominated early on in the peace. Now, at least to some extent, the influence is shifting away from them and is shifting toward people who are prepared to suffer economic privation in order to support Islamic fundamentalists.
President Bush has promised economic and diplomatic tools will be used against countries who don't actively fight terrorism, along with military force when needed. Emily Harris, NPR News, The Pentagon.